Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia election officials are asking the federal government for $10 million to upgrade the state's voting system. The AJC reports the money could buy secure voting machines that produce a voter-verifiable paper ballot and cybersecurity centers for all of Georgia's county election offices. The U.S. Election Assistance Commission grant calls for about $515,000 in matching funds from the state. Georgia's voting system has long been criticized for having outdated voting machines and being vulnerable to hacks. Across Metro Atlanta and statewide, school districts are seeking to fill hundreds of teaching positions ahead of the new school year. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The DeKalb School District needs nearly 300 teachers hired by August 6th. Officials are holding a job fair Saturday. Many other Georgia counties are short on teachers, too. Dr. Heather Bilton with Teach Savannah says the area needs 30 more teachers by July 27th.
It's a very challenging job. So we do lose teachers early in their career because it's not necessarily what they thought it was going to be.
Bilton says summer isn't the only season for recruitment. The Savannah District recruits year-round. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Savannah health officials say a mosquito sample taken near Pooler has tested positive for West Nile virus. The Coastal Health District says it has not confirmed any human cases of West Nile. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through mosquito bites. Augusta is one step closer to getting a whitewater course on the Savannah River. According to the Augusta Chronicle, city commissioners approved a contract for a Denver company to come up with a design for the course. It would be located on a stretch of river that was once used for commercial navigation. Before the course can be built, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will have to fix a nearby dam and create safe passage for fish in the river. And a University of Georgia professor is leading a project to sequence the genomes of corn. The Plant Genome Research Project aims to sequence 25 varieties of corn so they can be genetically altered to grow better as the climate changes. Plant genomes are considered very difficult to sequence. Corn is even more challenging because any two varieties can have fewer genomes in common than people have in common with chimpanzees. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.